This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world.
Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? It is your man, the host of the show, Jay Wong, and I'm super excited to share with you today a little bit of a story that happened to me a few weeks ago, but we're really going to talk about why we create content and what makes it so worth it. And right now, we're actually streaming this live into one of our groups, the Legacy Driven Entrepreneurs. And I was just telling those guys that, you know, we're starting to figure out how to get the most out of all these episodes, out of all the different content pieces, because I think all these stories are quite valuable. You know, whether you are just starting out or whether you have been creating content and sharing your message on a consistent basis, I'd love to be able to, you know, add a little bit of value, love to be able to, you know, give you some insights along the way. And a few weeks ago, I was actually flown out. I'm living on the West Coast of Canada right now, but typically I'm on the East Coast for some of you that follow me pretty closely. And it was a company out in Toronto, out in the suburbs of Toronto, and they flew me out. And anytime you get flown out for a speaking engagement, it's kind of fun, right? I won't lie, you know, so I'm not going to tell you it's not fun because what happens a lot of times, and maybe we'll dive into this in a later episode of, you know, how you get paid speaking engagements or how to, you know, there's so many nuances that go with that. But essentially the company, someone in part of the company has been following me for quite some time. And typically this is actually how it works. They listen to the podcast, they're on the email list, they do some trainings with us, or they, you know, they're a part of maybe a challenge or what have you. And long story short, they're putting together an event, they're thinking of speakers, and you know, I was, you know, one option for them. And it was really great because, you know, they paid for our flights to go out there, you know, paid for a couple nights of, you know, staying at the hotel because it was a multi-day kind of event, even though I was only speaking on the last day. And, you know, every time that I personally speak, I have kind of like a rule of thumb that I want to see the room beforehand. You know, I want to, you know, go there, engage with the audience. I want to ask why people are there. I want to see what's the energy of the room. I want to see what's the energy of the crowd. I think all those things are important. Maybe we'll do a separate episode down the line of, you know, why it's important to do these little things, because it comes back tenfold when you're actually giving the talk, you know? And as I was walking, it was the day of the talk, and as I was walking around, I was in the back, right? I was talking to like the tech setup, and you know, person's like running my slides and just making sure they had the right slides. And I had made some like last minute edits, and I was kind of going back and forth. I was in the back, and I saw a gentleman, and he got, you know, politely smiles, and you know, I smile. But you know, sometimes like when you see someone at these events, what I'll do is because I always want to engage with the audience, I'll just stop and I'll just say, hey, like, what's going on? My name is Jay. Like, what are you doing here? Like, I just want to kind of get to know that audience member, right? And, you know, got a chance to meet him, his family. I see his daughter, and, you know, his daughter could not have been more than 5-6 years old. And, you know, she was at this event with them. It was kind of a cool sight. You know, she had these like headphones on, and she was, you know, kind of, they had like a puzzle for her. So she was like putting that puzzle together, and she's like kind of listening, but you know, like she's like a kid, right? And you know, it was at this event, and this event was specific to helping people add a new revenue stream in their life, right? And it was really cool to kind of watch like their whole family out there and wanting to, you know, kind of bring their daughter under the fold, right? And I thought that was like really holistic, actually. And you know, the more I got to know them, the more they shared with me about what they're trying to do and you know what's going on. But really quickly, they I found out that they actually listened to my podcast, this podcast, The Inner Changemaker. And he said, you know, we want to surround our daughter with the best material, the best content out there, and we believe that, you know, as good parents, like we should have a hand in that, right? We should choose for her what good content is. And we want to surround her with personal health, you know, personal growth and health, and just get her mind kind of like wrapped up around some of these ideas initially. And I was like, cool, yeah. And he goes, you know, she's been listening to your podcast for the last 18 months and she absolutely loves it. And we make a tradition out of it. And you know, there's a whole routine around it. And I was blown away because it was such a great reminder of why we do what we do. It was such a great reminder of why I initially got started because, you know, I, of course, like the situation that I'm describing, like I imagine a lot of you on the surface might want the same things, right? You want the accolades and, you know, the likes, the engagements, the audience, and maybe sharing your story and being able to have a voice in the marketplace, getting paid to be able to do it. I mean, certainly those are some great benefits. And those are things that I wanted in the very beginning as well. But one of the things that changed for me along the way of this journey was I got to meet more and more people like this gentleman's daughter. I got to meet more people that listen to the podcast from South Africa or Europe or Australia or China and US and Canada and places that I've never traveled to. You know, I got, you know, messages and emails and DMs and, you know, likes and, you know, personal messages and all from everybody from around the world, people that tune in. And even if they just listen to one episode or they listen to one interview or they listen to, you know, a training series or whatever it is, that they were able to get some value out of that, that I added some initial insight on their journey. I added some oomph to their adventure. Hopefully I added some clarity and some value along the way. But I thought, how amazing is that, that we get a chance in 2019 to literally get on a mic, you know, a mic for $100, and you get a chance to share your story. You get a chance, if you know some of the frameworks and you know how to be able to do it, you get a chance to put your voice out there, not just so that your ego is satisfied with you talking and sharing, but legitimately to be able to help people, legitimately to be able to add value to people's lives, to be able to be a little bit of entertainment, but also to be a little bit of an inspiration. Because there's a lot of people, and this might be you listening to this right now, that you're listening to this and there's some part of you that thinks that you want to do this, that you go, hey, one day I'd love to have that YouTube channel, or one day I'd love to have a book or speak on stages and have a podcast and have a show. And there's probably more people saying that today. I don't know if, you know, well, I don't have any numbers around this, but I do meet a lot of entrepreneurs and I do meet a lot of emerging thought leaders, people that want to share a message out there, that want to be able to create a legacy, that want to be able to monetize their expertise and their authority. And, you know, I hear it every day. People want, they say they want these things, but I think a lot of times they confuse it because they don't realize the amount of effort and work and state of mind that you have to be in, the amount of energy that it, and it goes with anything, right? It doesn't matter if it's network marketing or real estate or investing of any sorts or just making your dreams come true, quote unquote, you're going to have to be obsessed with it, you know? And the best of the best, the people that create content on a consistent basis, the people that are profitable with their businesses, the people that are going out there making a difference, sharing the stages with their heroes, it's because they're obsessive about that. And they don't confuse that even though they might look like a personal brand, that they understand that it's not about them. They understand that this game is so much more than just about the likes or engagements or the accolades, you know? And for some of you that are maybe speakers or some of you that are high performers and achievers, you probably understand what I mean when I say that anytime I hear comments and I hear people, you know, when I come off the stage, people are like, oh, you crushed it, or you did such a good job. And I don't know if this is a good or bad thing, but because I've heard it so often, it doesn't really faze me. I mean, you know, I've tried to, and this is something I'm trying to personally get better at, which is having those compliments actually land for me, having those compliments actually, you know, accepting those compliments, right? But if you grew up being, you know, working on your craft and you grew up trying to master a form of storytelling, communications, and the way that you try to go about it, I'm not necessarily looking for like, I crushed it, you know, because I know that I want to, one, deliver massive value to everybody that's listening, and doesn't matter if I'm on stage or if it's something like this. And two, I don't confuse it because I know it's not about me. I know that people buy not because of necessarily me. They might think that, and they might, you know, that might play on some level, but people buy because they have an ultimate problem. And if you're a service provider, you are in the marketplace, you could provide a better solution and you can solve that problem, then you deserve their business. And I believe that if you are creating value, you're solving problems, and you don't confuse it, and it's not really about you, it's really about the legacy that you're leaving and the people that you're impacting along the way, I think you're going to end up in a really, really good headspace. And it took me a long time to get here. You know, it wasn't overnight. You know, certainly in the beginning, I'd love speaking because there's a certain high that comes from it, you know, kind of like a runner's high or any type, I guess if you do anything for like, but there is a certain high. For those of you that are speakers, you know that when you come off the stage, there's a certain like euphoric, you know, type of feeling that comes with that. But I don't confuse it these days. And I remember the little girl that's listening to my podcast that you know, has never subscribed to an email list, that's never wrote a review, or that's never, you know, commented or engaged with any of our products or groups. You know, I think about the value that she's going to have, the value, the people that we're going to be able to help. And, you know, I just look at the students and the clients that we have sometimes, and not that this is like some crazy pitch, but, you know, a lot of times we help them create shows in areas that, in niches that I would never be able to help anybody with, you know, like, let's say mental health. We have a couple of our clients that are creating shows in the mental health space. Some are for founders, some are for, you know, entrepreneurs. And, you know, I would never necessarily have a way of impacting those people, not because I don't like those people, but because maybe I just don't resonate with them as well. You know what I mean? And I get to play a small role in helping all of these messengers, all of these content creators be able to go out and impact these communities. I just think it's so amazing. So it's just, this is just a reminder that it's not about you. You know, this journey, it's a long one. It's an intimate one. It's one that I'm happy to be on for the rest of my life, to be able to be of service to others, to be able to, you know, be an inspiration to boys and girls and, you know, Asians and whites and black. It doesn't matter. Like, people that believe in what we believe, right? People that believe in creating a bit of a legacy, people that believe in financial freedom or freedom of time, right? People that believe in high performance and being the best version of yourself, you know? And it sounds cliche, I know. And that's why you hear some of the top millionaires and billionaires say it over and over again, right? But that is the game. You know, the ultimate game of personal development and personal growth, it's challenging yourself and putting yourself in these challenging scenarios to be able to impact listeners and viewers that you might never meet, and they might never transact with you, but it's to be able to create some level of value for them, some level of value from the marketplace. Because for the ones that are listening, for the ones that are paying attention, that the content is landing for them, those are the ones that, those are the, your biggest fans. Those are the ones that will love you and work with you and buy your products, buy your books. And I just think it was such an awesome reminder. And I'm so grateful that I had that experience right before I got on stage. And because it filled me with gratitude, you know, right before I hopped on. And it was just an awesome event. I just want to be able to share that with you guys. So by the way, if you are getting some value out of this podcast, I know some of you are new here, and some of you might be listening for a little while. It's come to my attention that not everyone actually subscribes to all the podcasts that they listen to, which is completely cool. But it would be amazing if you've gotten any value out of today's episode or any of the episodes recently. Really try to make a commitment here to be more consistent on the show. It would be amazing if you could just hit subscribe and subscribe. That way you'd be the first one actually to know when all the new episodes release. And if you want to leave us an honest review after listening to the show, that would be amazing as well. It doesn't necessarily help us from an algorithm standpoint, just to be honest, but certainly helps me on a rainy day, you know, and it certainly helps my team on a rainy day. And it's always great to be able to do that. And maybe if we get a lot more reviews, maybe we could start incorporating that into this program, into the show. So I appreciate you so much. I can't wait to share with you in the next episode. And because we talk so much about speaking, I think the next one, we'll just dive into some of the nuances around that. I think that's what we will do. And until then, take care, and we'll talk to you very soon.
Hey, podcast fam, what's going on? Jay Wong here. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Wanted to come in right before we end and ask you, have you been waiting on the sidelines of launching your top 100 podcasts? Have you ever listened to shows, and maybe this show or other shows, and think, I could do that as well? I can do the interviews. I could be able to go and put a voice behind my business, behind my brand, behind my marketing. And I know for me, when I first started a few years ago, I had to try to plug and play and try to figure out all the different aspects of this. But when I did, and when I was able to launch a top 100 podcast, it gave me just enough authority, just enough attention to be able to start building up my thought leadership platform. If you have been waiting on the sidelines, I got some amazing news for you. We just announced that we are going to be hosting Your Podcast, Your Brand 2-day intensive happening in Toronto in June. All you got to do to see the details is go to podcastintensive.com. That's podcastintensive, intensive.com. And you'll take a look and see all the different details. You'll also get to see the previous attendees and what they had to say about the experience and what you can get from the experience. Because if you have gotten any value out of this podcast, I know you will love 2-day event, because we're going beyond just the podcast. We're going to talk about your email list, talk about your brand, talk about your platform, talk about your opt-in pages, talk about every aspect that you will need to start dominating your marketing and becoming the voice for your market niche. I will see you at podcastintensive.com. I hope to see you live in Toronto.